in one generation. Bible Thought. May the Lord direct your hearts into God's love and Christ's perseverance. 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 5. Most of us have a family legacy that isn't defined by wills and estates. This legacy includes moral standards, value systems, often a religious emphasis, and individual quirks that define each generation. For the most part, the adage, like father, like son, holds true. Yet, each generation either blesses or curses the next generation by individual choices. King Ahaz's choices were misdirected in his quest for victory over the Arameans. Sacrificing to their gods to gain favor and power, he closed the temple of the Lord, plundered the furnishings of God's holy place, and built altars on every street corner in Jerusalem. After his death, Hezekiah followed as king of Israel. Hezekiah consecrated the temple and repaired the house of the Lord. He encouraged the people to celebrate the Passover and instructed the priests to sacrifice burnt offerings and worship. His choices became a legacy that blessed the Israelite nation. One generation can change an entire family, neighborhood, community, or country. Yet, leaving a spiritual heritage requires choices that reflect the identity of Christ and glorify His name. What blessings will you provide the next generation? Lord, consecrate our lives and devotion to You. Always remind me that the choices of today must be pleasing to You, but may also influence generations to come. In His name, amen. Cynthia White, Columbus, Mississippi.